I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a son remembers a father who went to war, pitched in the bigs, and struggled with life back home. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The Cleveland Cavaliers went into this weekend with a 2-0 Eastern Conference Series lead over Toronto, but perhaps the biggest news to emerge from that series is the fact that we may now have a better idea of what LeBron James' Nike deal is actually worth. You want to help me with the math?
Yes, it could be worth more than $1 billion.
I love when you say that, yes.
His agent is sort of flirting around the number, saying merely that it's a fantastic deal. But the intelligent estimate is it's worth $1 billion, and he's actually playing like $1 billion right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, LeBron James is good at earning money and pretty good at basketball as well.
I liked what Paul Bazemore of the Atlanta Hawks said about him. He said, LeBron James is a house that moves like a gazelle. And I don't care how mixed the metaphor is, it's a brilliant thing to say.
Well, the house slash gazelle has moved into fourth on the all-time NBA postseason scoring list behind only Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Kobe Bryant. Boy, that was a quick ascent, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. And the other nice thing is that he went out of his way to greet Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the hallway outside the locker room. LeBron's an interesting guy. LeBron has become, and I think quite deliberately, a spokesman for the sport in a way even Michael Jordan was never.
The Golden State Warriors won nearly 90% of their regular season games this year, but they've played 12 postseason games, and they've lost three of them.
That means
they've only won 75% of the postseason. It's time to jump off the bandwagon.
Break up the team before it's too late. Better to do it now than later when you can't do it.
They'll collapse. Chicago White Sox ace Chris Sale is 9-0. On Thursday, became the first White Sox pitcher to win his first 9 starts in 97 years. Eddie Seacott did that in 1919, and I gotta hope things go better for Chris Sale than they did for Eddie Seacott.
That's the old. Eddie Seacott is now out of the record books for the Chicago White Sox. Yeah, it's a great thing in Chicago. You've got Jake Arrieta on the Cubs and this guy on the White Sox. It's a great time to be a baseball fan in Chicago, but it is a little bit sad to see one of Eddie Seacott's real accomplishments get knocked out of the record books.
Yes, Eddie Seacott, for those who haven't been paying attention for the last 100 years or so, was one of the Black Sox
That's
who was
right.
banned from baseball. Interestingly enough, Chris Sale says Jake Arrieta's better than I am. So he's not only 9-0, he's humble.
He's very humble, yeah, because he knows what can happen when you go 9-0 for the Chicago White Sox at the beginning of the year.
Floyd Mayweather may be fighting UFC star Conor McGregor, and early reports have claimed that he's offering $50 million to McGregor to fight him. This seems an odd way to promote a fight. Do you think this will happen?
I don't think it's good to have one fighter offering the other fighter money to fight him. There's all kinds of things that could happen, and Eddie Seacott could have told you what could have happened.
For one thing, it could put Don King out of business. Oh, wait, that would be a good thing.
No, that would be a good thing.
Sorry. Whatever happens with this fight, I certainly hope that Floyd Mayweather has enough money left to get his hair cut a couple times a month or week or whatever.
Yeah, apparently he pays $1,000 a haircut, unless his hair, like, falls to the barber shop floor and turns to spun gold. I'm not exactly sure what you can get for $1,000.
Well, our listeners don't have
Plus,
the opportunity
Plus, he shaves
to
his head.
I was going to say, our listeners
You can
can't
do
see
that
the
with
picture.
A lawnmower.
He doesn't have any hair.
He does, in fact, have his goatee trimmed, too.
Okay,
so
all right.
That's probably the second $999.
Baltimore's Pimlico Racecourse, home to the Preakness. For now, what's the likelihood that could change?
It's very likely. It looks like they're going to try to build a sports and entertainment complex on the site of Pimlico Racetrack, which means the Preakness will move to Laurel Park, and that, of course, has traditionalists versus capitalists, which is never a pretty thing in the United States. You know, I've always believed they should run all 3 Triple Crown races at Belmont.
Muirfield has hosted the British Open 16 times, Charlie. Number 17 may be a while in coming because, as one group of members there has put it,
a traditional resistance to change is one of the foundations of our unique position in golf and our reputation and also harumph.
What's the particular change they're resisting?
The translation from the original coot. The translation from the original curmudgeon is no chicks allowed, basically.
Right, right.
No women at Muirfield.
Tyler Toney recently shot a basketball, and it went in, and he's being widely celebrated for it. What's the big deal there?
apparently, his great gift is playing way above the rim. In this case, 162 meters above the rim and hitting a shot.
Wow.
He threw a basketball from the top of a 36-story building in Oklahoma City and hit nothing but net. his team, which is known as Dude Perfect, and I want to be the mascot because I think if you
or at least
if
get
you
the
dressed
shirt.
Up as Dude Perfect, you'd be great. The records they hold include the longest shot with your head, which I don't even want to think about, the longest hook shot blindfolded, and the longest behind-the-back shot.
Hmm.
But they haven't decided if 162 meters up counts as 2 or 3 points.
And finally, Charlie, some of our listeners might have been wondering what Marco Rubio has been up to since dropping out of the presidential race. And this week we found out, right?
Yeah, we do. It's great. I'm all in favor of this. There's a movement, of course, to replace the Confederate generals that are in Statuary Hall in the U.S. Capitol on the very specific grounds that they're all traitors. So Marco has suggested that they replace the statue of General Edmund Kirby Smith of Florida, Confederate general, with a statue of Tim Tebow. Which I think is a terrific idea, especially if they can arrange for the statue of Bob La Follette across the hallway to intercept the ball.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce and the political writing that sneaks in there from time to time in Sports Illustrated. And he joins me, of course, each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.